From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday, June 29th, 2021. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all around the world. 50 states, 43 countries listening in to your daily Tough Love Kvetchathon. Hello, new listeners. Thank you. Regular listeners, I love you. Okay, here is the San Fran feces. Weather report for this. It's a beautiful day. It's bright, no clouds in the sky, currently 63 degrees Fahrenheit. The winds are coming from the west at 17 miles an hour. For the last 2 months, it's been a very blustery spring, early summer, very blustery. Things are looking pretty out there, though green. It's still dystopia. San Francisco is still dystopian. So your daily short show today, I am talking about dystopian luxury shopping. I define dystopia as a place where there is an absence of safety, law, and order, and that is definitely San Francisco. Now, the police, my district police here in the Tenderloin, I enjoy and respect them. Last month, I actually went to a community meeting where myself and a neighbor met the new police chief of the Tenderloin, Captain Canning, a very nice guy who showed emotional intelligence and empathy. He stayed overtime. They let me kvetch. I was kvetching, and then I started to cry a little bit because I'm in touch with my femininity at all times. I had to leave the room because the tears came, and then I came back into the room, and then after the meeting was over, he stayed overtime and people were talking. So I just wanted to put that out there that I do have a good relationship with my district police. I am not one of those hate the police black women. And I am not speaking for all black people or all black women. I speak for three people, me, myself, and I. So, okay, the topic is dystopian shopping here in San Francisco.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs. No namby-pamby permission necessary.
I usually laugh when I say San Fran feces, which is why I say it. When you are laughing, you are healing. When you are laughing, it does really good things to your body and your mind and your soul. So people try to laugh as much as possible. I know I do. Now, a woman that I follow on Twitter, she follows me back. She posted a photograph in downtown San Francisco. There has been a spate of goons shoplifting. I mean, these goons, man, they must be watching some really silly movies. Some of them actually dress up as security guards to steal. Right. It's really like an absence of safety, law, and order in San Francisco, which comes from the top, City Hall, District Attorney. Anywho, so the goons have been frisky lately, and it's closer to the end of the month. The welfare checks have ran out. Social Security checks, government things have ran out. So the goons, underemployed goons, they come to San Francisco because it's a sucker soft city. Have you guys heard about San Francisco? How soft and wide open, a super fake liberal city that doesn't believe in incarcerating repeat criminals, including murderers. I am not kidding, new listeners. Now, anywho, my Twitter friend, she posted a photograph she took in downtown San Francisco now. The luxury stores which have been hit, the goons would go in and steal hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of purses, doing that in San Francisco and in Palo Alto. The goons getting jiggy with it. Now all of the luxury stores in downtown San Francisco have armed guards at the door. And some of them go further. You have to make an appointment to come into the store and shop. If that's not dystopian luxury shopping, I don't know what is.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence. It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LeFrak.
Now, the direct link to the San Francisco Dam Twitter page is in the description box. If you haven't, I suggest you get a cool beverage. It's probably hot where you are in the world. And take about 30 minutes and scroll the San Francisco Dam Twitter feed. See who I'm interacting with. See the how I get down on Twitter. It's a restricted feed, so I don't have a troll invasion. Sometimes somebody will follow me and I will follow them back. I'm not an egotist. I don't have highly imbalanced numbers. Like some people have 50,000 followers and they're only following like 600 people. Nah, I'm pretty unpopular. Actually, I could have more people following me, but I block. My block list is like 1,000. And so that's their friends that are cut off. And I just block. That is my digital boundaries. I block people. I treat social media like a living room, like my living room, like an arts salon. And if you come to my house and you're going to get jiggy with it, you're going to be sassy, you're going to be passive aggressive, you're going to sit there and watch me talk or watch my friends talk. And then the only thing you're going to say is something snarky. You are being asked to leave. And on social media, I don't deal with anybody doing that. I most likely block people and sometimes I mute people, but I don't play games on social media, which you will see when you go to the San Francisco Dam Twitter feed by clicking the link in the description box showing the photograph, the proof that San Francisco has dystopian luxury shopping because the goons are out of control, because we have a commie, corrupt, rogue DA. There are not one, but two recall efforts, two different factions gathering signatures on petitions so we can have a recall and get this mother out of San Francisco. He's a real freak, y'all. Woo! All right, everybody. So thank you for listening. I appreciate you. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LeFrak. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist Bohemian Dee Dee LeFrak. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.